This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. And wow, what a show I have for you today. My guest, she created a franchise for children, but it's more than that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Allison Bork. She is the creator of the Alley Cat series. You have a whole franchise. You have Alley Cat series Sunday through Saturday of books. You have plush animals. You do events for children. Welcome, Allison. Welcome to Catitude. And how did this start? What is your background? Can you share that with us?
Yes. And thank you so much for having me on. I love Pet Life Radio. I have a background in elementary education. I taught school for a year. I decided I wanted to go off to law school because I love to write. I love to help people solve problems. And so I went off to law school, practiced law as assistant attorney general for the state of Louisiana for almost 8 years, and had two young kids at the time. And I wanted to stay at home, take a temporary retirement, and be a part of, you know, their toddler years. And while doing that, I started writing them stories. And the first book, Alley Cat and the Thursday Dessert Day, was the first story I wrote for them. And right before I was going to go back to practicing law, I got picked up by a publisher after querying over 200 publishers for an entire year. And one thing led to another, and I ended up not going back to practicing. I still have a law license, but writing books and helping other authors is way more fun. And I'm now working on the 9th book of the Alley Cat series.
Well, congratulations. And what a story. So the Alley Cat series is basically for children for what ages?
Ages 3 to 8.
3 to 8. Okay. And the series is, it's interesting because you go by days of the week and you also have an activity book, but 7, 8, a missing one.
So Alley Cat and the Copycat will be out in the spring. And then I'm going to have Alley Cat and the Christmas Cookie Swap that'll be out for December 2025.
Okay, that sounds great. So here on Catitude, we're all about cats. And I heard you recently, I'm going to ask you why Alley Cat is a cat, because we have to know that, of course. But congrats, I heard that you are a new cat mom.
I am. So I do have a rescue, our original rescue cat, Tiger. And recently, I rescued a pregnant mama cat, and she just had two kittens, two boys, and so we're fostering them, and we already have homes for all three of them, and I just love helping out all of the local foundations because there's such a need out there.
There definitely is. What made you decide to use a cat for your books?
I love all animals, but cats are so unique. They're so fun. They're unpredictable. And I wanted the characters in my stories to be unpredictable. I wanted them to get into some kind of predicament, because that's what cats do, and be able to solve problems and get through and create a lesson-based series.
Okay. And How did you decide on days of the week, which I think is very interesting?
So that was the teacher in me. I remember when I was teaching first grade, and every day we had a different book to read. And while I was reading, we always talked about the calendar. We had calendar time. And, you know, I just thought, you know, there needs to be a series for every single day of the week. And I couldn't find one. So I incorporated it into Alley Cat series and made it kind of a consistent branding.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, it hits home. So the sample I have is Alley Cat and the Sunday Scaries. And it talks about how, you know, people get anxious about Monday. Well, people in this case, of course, children, but it happens to us grownups too, because Monday, right? So I know that that was, been reading about it, that was the reason behind the Sunday Scaries. Your first book, Thursday Dessert Day, how did you figure that one out or decide on that one?
So that was the original. And my children, when they were young, they had a milk protein allergy. And so they couldn't have a lot of dairy products. And so one day on a Thursday, they had a dessert day at school and they served ice cream. And my kids came home and they were a little upset because they couldn't have ice cream. And at the time, this was almost 8 years ago, there wasn't a lot of dairy-free ice cream out there. And so I wrote a story for them to kind of create their own happiness, not to sulk or dwell in what happened, but get up, get moving, and create happiness for yourself. So in the book, Alley Cat misses out on dessert day and creates her own dessert that she shares with everyone on the next day at school for show and tell. So she gets to be a part of everything with everyone for another dessert, but she realizes how to solve her problems to be included.
Well, thank you. What are some of the other subjects that you, without going into too much detail and spoiling any stories, but what are some of the other subjects that you go into and what is the meaning behind it?
So each one is a lesson-based book where there's some sort of predicament. And like Alley Cat and the Friendship Friday, Alley Cat feels left out. There's a new student in class. And so that student becomes a buddy with her best friend. And so, of course, Alley Cat realizes that just because there's someone additional, that it doesn't mean like you can't expand your friend group and keep getting, you know, more and more people added on. So Alley Cat and the Cattywampus Wednesday was written right during the pandemic when everything seemed backwards and upside down. And so the whole book, it revolves around Alley Cat having this backwards mixed up day. And there's Alley Cat in the Monday Blues, where she doesn't have a talent for the talent show. And she discovers that she has a beautiful singing voice by helping another student with their talent.
So it's lesson based, but there's lessons within the lessons within the lessons.
Yes. I want children to look at these books as resources and tools to help them in their daily lives. And, you know, it helps us adults too. When we read it to our children, we remember those simple lessons that sometimes become a little foggy over time, is to, you know, do good, have a humble heart, give yourself grace and be brave.
You know, what you're saying, it reminds me of a book I read a long time ago. And I can't think of the author, but the title, and it's for adults, Everything I Know I Learned in Kindergarten.
That's a great book. I remember that book.
It is a great book. And it's true. These are life lessons, I mean, for all of us. And it doesn't hurt for adults to get a reminder. I mean, we could learn from children a lot of the times.
We sure can. When I wrote that first book and read this paper manuscript of, you know, scribbling of Alley Cat and the Thursday Dessert Day, I read it to my children and I was, you know, a little intimidated. I mean, children are your harshest critics. And after I read it, they were so excited and they believed in me. And because they believed in me, I believed in myself. Even being 4 and 6 years old, children still have the power to inspire people.
Yes, they do. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Allison, who is the creator of Alley Cat and the Sunday Scaries. One thing that I think is amazing is that you didn't just write the books. You have a plushed cat. You also have, which is a great go-along, then you also have an activity workbook. You have activities on your website. You have a, you know what you have, so why don't you, what am I missing? But you really encompass that. And I guess that's from your background as a teacher, which it makes it, you know, more engaging for the parent and the child. Was that your goal?
Yes, it was. It was definitely the goal. So I think the different career paths that I have taken, teacher, attorney, has helped to make this series what it is. And the teacher in me wanted to have extension activities. I remember reading good books to my students, and they didn't want the book to be over. They wanted to continue that journey with the character if they connected with them. So I wanted to have these added on extensions and activity books and plush toys and keychains. And we have YouTube videos, animated videos. We have a song on iTunes. We've got a lot going on with it. And I just wanted to make the children happy if they connected with the character. And my background in practicing law helped inspire me to really gear it towards problem-solving skills.
We asked why you choose the cat earlier, and you mentioned that because cats are unpredictable. And, you know, this being Catitude, we're all about anything and everything cat. And my listeners know that TNR, trap, neuter, release, and doing what we can to foster and save cats is near and dear to my heart. Do you think you might have a book related to that at some point? And do you think by having Alley Cat and the focus is cat, that it might inspire children to maybe not coerce, I don't want to say coerce, but, you know, maybe work with their parents to adopt a live cat?
It's super important to me. TNR is something that really needs to be out there more in educating people of what the problems might be and what we can do to solve those problems. And so although I don't have a specific TNR book, but I would love to write a book about fostering a cat. I think that would be really great. And so because I don't have that yet, I do donate a portion of my proceeds to foundations like Wildcat Foundation and Spay Nation to help in those TNR efforts. I had no idea how big the problem was of so many cats and kittens not having a home, and that if I have my statistics right, a female cat can reproduce, is it up to 4 times a year?
It's crazy how fast. I think there was something I read, one cat can, you know, because the cat produces, then whatever survives produces. And I don't know the exact number, but it's astonishing. It's like over 1,000 cats. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just helping be a part of a movement of awareness and putting in the time that I have to be a foster mom and donating proceeds to foundations like Wildcat Foundation. You know, every little bit helps. And hopefully I can share that with others where they can be aware and be educated on what some of the issues are and how these foundations need our help.
Well, I'm so glad that you do that. Awareness is everything. And the more aware people are, the more that they're educated, the more they could do their part. And I've done quite a few Catitude shows. Everybody has a part in this. It's, you know, some people feed community cats. Some people, you know, work to make sure that they are spayed and neutered, you know, and caught, which is a challenge. Some people do what you do, which is donating and fostering, which is amazing. And it all plays a part. I know that the numbers, I don't know the stats, but I know the numbers have dropped, but it's still a big issue. And the most we could do, or one of the best things we could do, is create awareness. So people know that it's not the best thing to just feed a stray cat. You have to make sure the cat's fixed. Some people can foster, some people can't.
Right.
On, you know, just maybe their home situation, finances, medical, with allergies, who knows? But everybody can play a part, no matter whether it might be a small part, might be a large part, but everybody could play a part. And I have three rescues. Two of the rescues are from their sisters from different litters and different misters. And the mom, she had three litters before I could get her fixed. And I had to hire a cat trapper. And people that are longtime listeners of Catitude know that there's literally cat trappers, because sometimes just they're humane traps, of course. Sometimes just a person doesn't have the skill. You know, you need a specialist.
Right, right. And we can all play a part in helping our communities. I know that we have a really great cat veterinarian here at the cat clinic, and she even helps the foundation. So anything that we can do, even if big or small, will help in this TNR issue.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about a few new books that are coming out. I remembered, maybe I have cookies on the brain, but I remembered the December Christmas cookies. And then there's one coming out soon. Which one is that?
So in the spring, I'll have Alley Cat and the Copycat coming out. And this one is, it's a STEM book. It's about a science fair. And there's this one copycat in the class who keeps copying Alley Cat. And, you know, it just shows readers how to handle situations like that, that you should be kind and graceful versus taking offense to it. But at the same time, being original is your own superpower.
Exactly. How would you encourage, because we have a lot of, many more parents listening than little children, but we have some small children that love listen as well. What would you say to them, parents, to encourage their children to read more, you know, to get the Alley Cat books, encourage reading, because it does so much. You know, it's not just your reading. You learn about things. Your brain's working. Your vocabulary increases. I'm talking to the, what is that, preaching in the choir, because you, or the opposite? Anyway, you know about that. But what would you say to the parents that say, well, you know, we don't really read much?
I would advise them to let the kids read what they want to read. And so my son, when he was little, he didn't want to read. I got him magazines, like sports magazines, where it's all about basketball, or, you know, things that he's interested in, like baseball or golf, and find their interest, then find the book. And if they don't want to read a novel and they're still stuck on picture books, let them read picture books. Know that the schools will say differently because they have different requirements, but at home, it should be a safe space of what they can read, as long as it's appropriate.
I love that. Where do you see the Alley Cat series in 5 years?
I see it being probably 14 to 15 books in. Not sure yet if I'm going to go towards other holidays. I love Christmas, so I had to do a Christmas book. There's no telling. I hope one day that it expands even more. I have a YouTube channel with little animated videos, but I would love to see it more. I would love to see these stories play out where kids can watch it as well. As long as kids are reading the books, I'm going to keep writing them.
So Allison, where can people find out more about Alley Cat books?
They can head over to my website, alleycatseries.com. And from there, they can find worksheets, summer activities. The YouTube channel is connected to it. You can see all the books and animated videos there as well.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Catitude.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
I hope all of you enjoyed the show. Please be sure to check out Alley Cat. The website is alleycatseries.com. It is a great book and a great series, and what fun for your kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews. And there's plush toys and all kinds of fun activities. So alleycatseries.com. I want to thank my guest, Allison, for coming on Catitude. Thanks to everyone that listens to Catitude. I so appreciate it. Thanks to my cat crew that listened to me while I read them Alley Cat, because the kiddos are a couple states away. So when I get over there, I'll read it to them. But the fur babes listened and they liked it. So, you know, hey. So thank you, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. So thank you, Mark, for working your magic and making me and my guests sound amazing. And hey, remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.